These plasma bursts arrived at Earth on Monday, as confirmed by the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. The resulting auroras may be visible in states like Alaska, Washington, Montana, and the Dakotas. Observers in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine should also keep an eye on the sky. Unfortunately, widespread cloud cover could hinder visibility for sky gazers across the country. Updated forecasts will be available on NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center website and aurora forecasting apps. NASA declared a solar maximum in October, marking a period of increased solar activity in the current 11-year cycle. This phase means more frequent northern lights, expected to continue for at least another year. The best time to view the auroras is just after sunset or before sunrise, away from city lights. NOAA is closely monitoring the solar storms for any disruptions to high-frequency radio communications. These communications are vital for airlines and amateur radio operators. This week's events echo a rare severe geomagnetic storm warning issued in May, the strongest in over two decades. That storm produced light displays across the Northern Hemisphere, reaching regions like Germany, the UK, and even New York City. Auroral displays remind us of the sun's powerful influence on Earth, according to CBS News. As the solar maximum unfolds, residents should prepare for more frequent auroras and potential communication disruptions.